Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. As is the case every Monday, WEEI's Patriots Monday took place in the radio studios here inside Gillette Stadium following the Patriots' Sunday victory over the Denver Broncos. Bill Belichick, Vince Wilfork, and Deion Branch all stopped by to talk about some of the key elements of the win over the Broncos as the Pats move on to Week 6. Here are some of the highlights.
I mean, you got to be careful. It's fine if the ball's in the air and you turn, that's great. But if the ball's not in the air and you turn, and then the receiver, when he sees you turn, he goes the other direction on the covers, then you don't have the guy covered. So, it's a technique thing. And there are different situations that we... that the right thing to do sometimes is to look for the ball. Sometimes it isn't to look for
how
the ball.
How do you guys teach it?
Well, there's a lot of different situations.
Yeah.
And so that's, we talk about those. So it isn't about looking or not looking for the ball. It's if you don't look at the ball, then you have to play the receiver's hands and knock the ball out when the receiver tries to catch it. If you're looking at the ball, then you play the ball. Hopefully the ball's in the air when you look at it, because if you're looking at it and the ball's not in the air, then a good receiver will just uncover. As soon as he sees you turn your back on him, then he goes the other direction.
I think the biggest thing what we pride ourselves on is tempo. And I think going to the game, once we establish that and we notice the guys' hands on their hips and stuff, which is a good sign for us, we continue to push on with our tempo. And that's what we saw. You know, the coaches, we got so many different styles, the way we want to attack the game, you know, whether we want to speed the game up, we can slow it down, spread them out, too tight, whatever. That was working for us, and that's what we continue to do.
He's where old Peyton, where old Peyton is. He's back to his regular self, and he's making a lot of plays. So that's a good team we played. We played a real good team. We came out on top against a very, very good football team. So we have to be proud of the way we played.
It was the field position we were in. It would have been a long field goal. Or a short punt, and fourth and five, whatever it was. Felt like we had a play we could pick that up on. I mean, it didn't work out, so that isn't what we wanted to happen on the play, but rather than punt it or kick a field goal in that situation, we felt like going for it was, I felt like that was the better decision, but it didn't work out, so.
Yeah, and it works out worse because of the fumble and the ball.
Well, I mean, that's extra, right. Losing 20 yards on the play and all that is that really wasn't what we had intended to do on that play.
I think most importantly, this offseason, Coach made a point of emphasis that we need to get this run game going. And they did a great job going out and getting the right guys, putting the right guys on the front line.
Was that a message to all you guys in camp?
That was a message to all of us. Yeah. We're going to run the ball. And so all the receivers is like, hold on.
So I think everybody was actually on the same page. We knew what type of team this team was with Peyton Manning back there orchestrating everything. So when you have a quarterback like that, you're never out of a game. Never.
How will that affect the no huddle that you guys?
It won't.
You don't think?
No, sir.
Tom said he loves doing it at home. It's easy to communicate.
And then we love doing it on the road, too. You know what I'm saying?
We know we're going to Seattle for a fight.
Yeah, they're a little different this year, too. And that may be the loudest place that you'll play during the course of the year. Now, for you, it's not as bad because they're going to be quiet when their offense is out there. But do you think that their defensive line gets a little bit of edge when the crowd is that loud?
Absolutely.
Maybe you can come off the mark a little quicker?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that they have in their favor. That's probably one of the loudest stadiums ever. I mean, playing there once, they were very, very, very loud. And just hearing some guys that played there just talk about, how they get into it, the false starts. I mean, you can see it every week. Every time they play home, it's always a false start. So, and that's a credit to them. That's their home field advantage, is they crowd getting into the ball game. So we got to go play them and the crowd.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.